opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So the internet can be a cruel and unusual and sometimes a place to just make stuff up. We got that. Whole lot more. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, weekend's almost here, we got football tonight. No reason for anybody to be in a bad mood. Let's have some fun today.
I'm even in a good mood, and I'm never in a good mood.
That's awesome.
Although there's a bunch of people around the office who are real salty today. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, especially on the other side of the building.
Really?
It's like some ladies rolled around on the beach and then put their underwear on before showering.
One of those days, huh?
Yeah. A little sand. Sandy panties.
Glad I stayed away from that side of the building then.
Yeah, good for you.
Huh?
Good for you.
Usually everybody over there is really nice and happy and thrilled. You know, but I guess everybody has a bad day.
Not me, though.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're having a great day.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
So you can just carry the show today more than usual.
I'm all right with whatever, man. Football's back. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are the roughest for me these days. Like, now I know, like, Thursday's a good day.
Yeah.
You know, I get to go home, and usually... Let's face it, Thursday night football is usually pretty crappy.
Yeah.
But it's still NFL football. And
we only get so many weeks of this.
That's right.
So
you got to take advantage of it.
Just like,
man,
Game of Thrones, there's only so many weeks.
So even when it's a crappy one, at least you got to go home and watch Game of Thrones.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's why you don't bitch too much about the bad episodes.
Yeah.
It's like that with any of the shows I really like.
It's like I don't bitch too much about Jaguars versus Raiders.
Yeah, because you know what? It's still better than watching something that's not football.
Exactly.
So it's a good day. It's a good day. I'm excited. And this game is actually more intriguing than what most of them will be, I'm sure. Total crap.
Yeah, and we're early enough in the season where we don't know who's going to be what yet.
Yeah.
I do think the Giants are still going to be okay. And I'm actually probably going to invest in them a little bit tonight.
I'll be investing on the under. I think we're in for a low-scoring game tonight.
I think you're probably right about that.
Thank you.
And 44.5 is the number I'm seeing. And I think I'm going to take the Giants minus the 3. And I think I'm going to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm not touching the college game, though.
It's also my kid's first game of fall league baseball.
Yeah?
So they get started at like 6-something.
Is he on another just absolutely killer team?
I don't think so. Fall leagues are more instructional, and he wants to play year-round. He'd play year-round if he could. And I tried to explain to him, you know, it's not the same. And the team that he's on now, it appears that some of the kids aren't quite on the same skill level as the kids he was playing with during the summertime.
Hmm.
So but I don't know if the whole league is going to be that way. I assume all the league is going to be a little bit like that. But I also felt like with his summer league team, it almost felt like he was on a competitive league team playing in a instructional league. So it was a little bit I can't imagine it's going to be that lopsided. But as you will note, Fred, I've got a new hat. It's because he's been placed on a new team.
Ah.
So
very good hat.
Yeah, I am now last year I had a Nationals hat all year. My new hat is a Cardinals hat. I'm not necessarily a Cardinals fan. I don't really care about them.
As Cardinals hats go, though, that's pretty cool. I like the color scheme.
Thanks.
Anything with black
It's always going
to
be cold.
So I'll be wearing my Cardinals hat at least a few times a week when I've got to go to games. And so as soon as our show ends, I'm going to haul ass up there and try to catch the last inning or two of his game. And then I'll be home to watch football.
Awesome. 713-780-ESPN. I would think in a fall league you'd have better players in general, though. Just because.
Well, I think.
Wouldn't you think that'd be the kids who are, you know, trying to get just play baseball and really get good at it?
The way I looked at it was summer league. If you're really dedicated to baseball, you can play summer league. Otherwise, I mean, people make plans and they travel and stuff during the summer. Like, kids are often gone. So if baseball is not your priority, it's hard to play in that league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas now,
that age, especially when you get to an age where you're starting to get to junior high and things like that, and you think you can be good at baseball, I'm guessing the fall league is probably pretty competitive.
Probably so.
But you don't have to worry about that just yet.
No,
you're not there yet.
Not yet.
Well, I love the internet. It's one of the greatest inventions of the last century. It's one of the coolest things out there. You can do anything with it. But boy, when it gets its teeth into a rumor,
yeah,
anything can happen. Not a good day to be Lane Kiffin on the internet.
No, it's a rough day. And that there were so many different varieties of the story that I read. First, he banged a booster's wife, and then he banged Nick Saban's wife.
And I thought it was his daughter.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, Nick Saban's daughter. So it's like it went from. I mean,
well, why not both? Well,
by the way, neither of those would be good, obviously. But yeah, poor, you know, and it's bad enough that we're talking about it, but I'm sure Lane Kiffin had to go home, and his wife probably had seen this, and she's probably pissed off. So it's not an easy thing to deal with, but that's the interwebs for you.
So it started with, you know, there's one about basically saying he may have gotten into a fight with Saban. Then the second rumor was the booster's wife. The third rumor was Saban's daughter.
Yeah.
And then another rumor about him leaving to become the head coach at Illinois.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you saw that one.
No, I haven't seen that one.
And, of course, there's nothing to back up any of this.
No.
It's just.
I will say this. A lot of people hate Lane Kiffin.
Oh, yeah. He's easy to hate.
He's not a likable guy. It doesn't mean that he bangs everyone. But he's a lot. It doesn't mean he doesn't.
Doesn't mean he didn't bang a booster's wife and Saban's daughter.
That's true. But that's a tough one. I want to say I feel bad for him, but I don't really feel that bad for him because that's just it's Nick Saban. It's not, you know, he's not a guy you often feel bad for.
Yeah, and Kiffin himself is just kind of he's one of those guys that I've just never had much respect for. And I can never understand why he keeps getting jobs.
Good jobs.
Yeah, I thought what he pulled at Tennessee was pretty crappy. So if something were going on, then I would probably take delight in it too. But I do think it's a silly world we live in where stuff like this just starts flying it and everybody starts buying it. I had people text me, did you see that Kiffin's getting fired? And I'm like, what? Dude, yeah. No, come on. Just a rumor. Now. Would it shock you if it turned out that it happened?
No. Although, I will say, I mean, for a guy who he hasn't had a lot of success as a coach, especially relative to the expectations, that's a guy I would think would be pretty mindful of his P's and Q's because you're going to run out of lives eventually. I mean, even cats have a finite amount of time.
When they get to the ninth one.
Yeah, they're pretty careful with it.
You notice they're not running around in traffic.
Yeah.
They're not playing with the dog.
College football coaches don't usually get even this many chances. You know, and I guess at the end of the day, if he did do this, he could probably get another job somewhere, but it won't be at Alabama. It won't be at USC. I mean,
Tennessee.
He might be at Kent State, but I think it seems like he would be careful.
He'll probably go to Conference USA. They resurrect everybody.
That's true.
But I think lost in all this, I just don't think he's a very good coach. I really don't. And, you know, offensively, he's done some good things there, but come on, man. It's Alabama.
Yeah. I think that they're, you know, I said this at the time. When Alabama lost A.J. McCarron, I think people didn't really give him as much credit for what they were able to do when he was there as they should have.
I agree. We both like that guy.
Yeah, that was a kid that, because he was never a great NFL prospect. He was not a, he wasn't flashy. Even when they made him a Heisman candidate, it almost kind of felt like it was just him being nice. Like there was no way he was going to win the Heisman.
Right.
But that guy meant a lot to that team. And I think you've seen a difference since he's gone to the NFL. You could see how important that guy really was. He wasn't just your average. He wasn't Greg McElroy. Like right. He was a special college quarterback, and they've not found another one to replace him.
Tyler says, Fall League is instructional. They used to not even keep score. Summer is for the really serious, especially if you travel. So that's basically what you said.
Yeah.
So, okay. Thank you for...
They better be keeping score because I can't go from... Like, we've gone the last... I mean, the last 2 years he's been in keeping score leagues.
Right.
I don't want to go backwards
on that. You said they used to do that. They don't... I'm assuming they keep score now.
I'll be pissed if they're not keeping score. In fact, I'll pull him off the field. I'm not having that. I'm not, you know, hauling ass, taking the HOV lane all the way up there to go watch his game if they're not keeping score. I'm not having that. He's not participating in any more of those leagues. He's 8 years old now. That's for
a grown ass man.
He's a grown ass man. I mean, if he's old enough to, you know, dip skull during the game, they can damn well keep score.
Now, if he can smoke weed after a game, they should be keeping score.
Weed's illegal, Fred.
Oh, okay.
He dips skull because you can get it at a convenience store.
When you're 8?
No, I get it for him.
Oh, okay. I just want to clarify. Do you get him beer, too?
No, Fred. He's not 21.
You're not supposed to dip skull when you're 8 either.
Really?
That's why you can't. I don't think you can buy it until you're like 18.
Tobacco I didn't know. Products. I thought that was just cigarettes.
Well, I think it's the same with all tobacco products.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, damn.
I don't know because I haven't been 18 in 4 centuries, so I couldn't tell you. But
now I feel a little bit guilty. I thought it was just the smoking because, you know, it could be bad for your lungs. But I figured, you know, if you're just putting it in your lip, how bad for you can it be? And he wanted to do it, so he does. It makes him feel like a ball player.
Well. Yes. I'm not going
to
say that.
Emails to the boss in 3, 2.
All right, He's kidding.
If you're a little banged up or you've injured yourselves, you need to know about my friends over at the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. It's part of the UT Physicians Group. They've been recognized for their academic and medical achievements. The doctors there have developed reputations for being accomplished and progressive. They're dedicated to giving you the best orthopedic care possible. They've even developed systems to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal. It's the worst part of going to the doctor is sitting in that waiting room, never knowing when they're going to call your name. They've got 3 easily accessible locations, Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right out in front, and you can take care of everything at one location. You do your consultation, diagnostic imaging, treatment, rehab, physical therapy, all in one spot. You're not driving all over town, fighting traffic, paying for parking, and missing work. Give Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic a call today, 281-344-1715, or visit them online at rbjc.com. You'll learn more about the doctors there. You can schedule your appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out. 281-344-1715 for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, be happy to take your phone calls. Hope you're having a great Thursday. Just want to let you know that if you miss any of the show, you can now get it at podcastarena.com. Full show podcast. Great show for you today. Giles Barnes is going to join us at 4:50 so we can talk about the Dynamo's thrilling victory last night. They're still alive. I wrote them off after the Real Salt Lake game.
Did you you put a tombstone on them?
I pretty much did. But okay. Christopher Harris will do fantasy at 5:30, so if you have good fantasy questions, and by good fantasy questions, I mean theory and strategy, not this guy over this guy, because he's got rankings up on his site. So if you have any good questions, just you can text him in the next hour when we get closer, and we'll do that. And Willie B., Fat Side of the Bacon, 6:15. And last week, when you weren't here on Friday, we had Willie, we had RJ, and I had a listener send me an email, said he got one really good idea from Willie, which was a double-digit division dog with the Bucks.
Yeah.
And he got one really good idea from RJ on the Patriots and cashed on both.
Cha-ching.
So that's why we have guys like that, is to just give you a bunch of different opinions so you can make your own choice.
Man, I got a really important question for Christopher Harris today, too.
Yeah? About your team?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been, you know, when you have these running back by committee guys,
yeah.
Of course, you're hoping for one of them to get hurt.
Yeah,
you know, so that way the coach has no choice but to play the guy. Ideally, it's the other guy gets hurt, not the guy you own. But in most leagues, every league that I have Alfred Morris in, I was able to pick up Matt Jones.
Right.
And I think I want Alfred Morris to get hurt. Because Matt Jones looks like that dude looks like a real player. Like he's a really big dude and he's super fast. I want him to play. So I need Alfred Morris to get hurt, because now Alfred Morris is he's taking away touches from my waiver wire pickup, and I need that to stop. So I need to ask Christopher Harris which guy he prefers and where he thinks that duo is headed in terms of carries.
So you're wishing evil on Morris?
I'm not wishing evil, but I'm wishing, like, I don't want him to die, but if he pulled a hamstring and he was out for a week long enough to let Matt Jones prove that he's way better than Alfred Morris, I'd be okay with that.
All right. It could happen. 713-780-ESPN. You know, I'm hardly paying attention to any of my, I'm only in three leagues this year. And I have to admit, I've gotten so caught up in the FanDuel thing that I'm not really even paying attention anymore.
Yeah, I typically play those weekly leagues a lot more once my regular leagues are effed.
Dead.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That's
But I like to the idea of, and trust me, I love DraftKings, love FanDuel, I love that style, but I also think there's something to managing a team throughout the course of a season and dealing with having to deal with a roster.
I've just gotten where
it's a very different game.
I've just kind of gotten where I'm such short attention span on things that this is perfect for me. It's funny. I was talking to somebody yesterday about it. I don't even really enjoy playing long poker tournaments anymore. Just sitting there for that long. And I just, it's same thing with, especially a baseball league. I didn't do a baseball league this year, but for some reason with traditional fantasy, it's like, man, I got to do it. And, you know, I know we'll do NBA and hockey again, and you wind up messing with those every day. And I actually have to work that into my routine to make sure I'm updating my lineups.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be right after show prep, update fantasy.
Yeah.
And if I don't do it, then I just quit paying attention. But, I guess the older you get, everybody's got a short attention span now. It's the way of the world. That's why we have Lane Kiffin rumors out there. And that's why they change so much. That's why there's four different rumors. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. The extra point change that the NFL made. Your numbers after 2 weeks, kickers are making extra points at a rate of 94.1%. And last year it was 99.3%. So there's pretty decent drop. And teams are trying more two-point conversions. They're on a pace to have 56 attempts this year, which would be double of what they had last year. Good thing?
I think so.
I do too.
I like it. It makes it more exciting. And I like when Pittsburgh went for it right at the beginning. Like, they said, well, we scored. We're up 6-0. Let's go for 2. 8-0. Boom.
I like it. I like it. I do wish they would move the two-point conversion to the one-yard line, because then I think you'd see it all the time.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, though. I didn't expect them to miss this many. But then again, once Randy Bullock missed the first one, you kind of knew, all right, they're going to miss a few.
All right.
But 94.1% is still a good percentage, but that's not automatic. And I do think if these numbers continue to play out like this, I think more people will do two-point conversions. And I think that's a good thing. Makes the game more exciting. And it doesn't really doesn't really affect the spread too much because most of the teams that are making those are beating the crap out of people. But I'm glad to see it. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Why would Nolan wonder if we watch TV with our wives?
I don't know.
I'm just curious. He texted that or tweeted that. So do you and your wife watch TV together often and ask both of us? Is that a weird thing? Do people not do that?
I watch TV with my wife.
Yeah, I do too. Actually hang out quite a bit and watch TV.
Yeah. Similar entrance. Sometimes she goes into the, like, we have, I don't know what you call it. We have basically another living room with a TV in it. So if she, like, if I'm taking up the TVs in
a lounge,
the regular living room.
You have a lounge.
Yeah, then she'll go and watch TV in that other room. But, yeah, typically, like, if we're not, I mean, she'll sit there and read a lot while I watch football. Or
yeah, mine does the same thing.
Especially when I'm watching, like, during college basketball season when, I mean, it matters none to her. But for the most part, when we're watching, like, TV shows, she's usually watching with me. And the shows that she watches without me, she watches when I'm at work.
And mine watches a lot of sports with me, but there are some things she just doesn't care about. Like, she's not going to be too interested in Redskins Giants. I will be because of investment purposes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I don't know. Is that a thing? Do people not watch TV together when they get married?
I don't know.
Somebody says, forget HBO money. AJ has two living room money. That's pretty true. That's pretty true. Yeah, that's...
I just built the add-on. Yeah, so I was like, you know what we need? Another living room. So we built one. I'm thinking about a second kitchen.
Yeah?
An upstairs kitchen.
Fifth bathroom?
You know, it sounds like a good idea, but there's only four people in my house, so it almost seems like a waste to have a fifth bathroom.
Okay.
But it'd be cool if I could train my dogs to use the toilet. I'll hire a dog toilet trainer, and I'll make that happen. I've got Virgil money.
Oh well, you're gonna have a
whole, Olive Garden money, bro.
You're gonna have a bunch of money here in a few months, man.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I'm counting on it.
We're gonna.
I'm counting on how else I'm gonna pay for my second kitchen.
How much time do you spend in the first kitchen?
None.
Okay.
But this way,
so you need a second wife, is what you're saying now?
No, God, no. I can't afford that. I don't got that kind of money.
He needs twins.
Yeah, I need an upstairs.
No. I'm saying you need another two kids.
Oh, stop it. No, I don't need that either. That's impossible. I've taken care of that problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's happened before where, you know.
Oh, so if my wife cheats on me, you mean?
No. As in, like,
well, that's some
soldiers don't completely die.
Oh, mine are all the way dead. Yeah. I took a test to make sure they were all dead. Mine are totally dead. Wiped out.
See, that's always
Nagasaki. I mean, they're zero survival percentage. They were all done.
See, that's always the excuse is, hey, you know, sometimes those things don't take, honey.
No, mine took. I made sure before I started spraying that stuff around. I went back to the doctor, got checked out, make sure it's all working right. 0%, 0.0.
Well,
my sperm count is the same as Blutarsky's GPA.
What if you know, what if there's a DNA test and it says, yeah, it's yours?
That would be really unfortunate.
Okay, just checking.
It'd be really unfortunate.
A couple people asking about the FanDuel League, so
Jerry Springer would have to. I wouldn't accept any test. It would have to be from Jerry Springer.
He'd have to come personally tell you, right?
Yeah. No, I'd want to be on the show.
Oh, okay.
And I'd want to say you are not the father, and then I'll get up and go, boom! I told you. And she'll cry.
I think you're thinking Maury.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah, Maury. Maury's not the father, not Jerry Springer. No one goes on Jerry Springer anymore. Please. I'm classy.
A lot of people asking about the FanDuel League. It's posted, and it's up, and you can play. And we expanded it this week because we filled them so fast last week, so there's some spots left. Not a lot. So if you want to get in, just go to FanDuel.com/Fowler. FanDuel's the leader in one-week fantasy football with more winners and more payouts than any other site. They're paying out over $75 million a week this football season. It's easy to build a team. You go in, you put a group in under the salary cap. I like my team this week, by the way. This is my week to win. And you can use guys like Adrian Peterson. Or you can use this week. I'll give you a little hint. I'm using Cam Newton against that Saints defense. I think he's going to have a big week, and he's not very expensive. But you don't have to play our league if you don't want. It's only $5, but you got a chance to win $200 if you win the thing. And we've had a lot of people play and a lot of winners. You want to play for $1, you can do that. You want to play for hundreds of dollars, you can do that as well. Here's how you get signed up if you're not already in. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code FOWER, and sign up now. They have a great new offer, for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code FOUR today. Don't forget to use my code FAOUR. And if you're already signed up, jump in there, sign up for our game right now. It's FanDuel.com/FOUR, FAOUR. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Bears, Seahawks, NFL, 3:30 Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. I hope I'm not stealing this from Hoffman on Hollywood. This is not really a Hollywood thing. Did you see Gisele Bündchen has a new book out?
No.
Okay, good. So I'm not stealing from Hoffman on Hollywood. A new coffee table book. There's basically features a bunch of pictures of her and some of her career highlights.
Models.
300
By the way, have the easiest job when it comes to writing a book, because that's what every model does. Oh, I wrote a book. You didn't write anything. You just took a bunch of pictures that people have taken of you and put them into a book.
The book includes over 300 photos from throughout her career.
And probably less than 300 words.
I'm guessing.
Which, I mean, that's how it should be. No one wants to hear what a model has to say, but still.
Well, if you would like one of these books, care to know what it costs? There's only 1,000 numbered copies.
So oh, I'll give you that. Lord.
Yeah.
Let's go with $15,000.
$700.
Oh, that's not as bad as I thought it was.
You can afford that. You got two living rooms.
I'd have to sell one of my living rooms, though.
You might have to cut off HBO for a month.
No, I'm not doing that.
$700 for a book.
Wow.
But all the money's going to charity. It's not like she needs any money.
Right.
I can't think. There's not a book in the world that I would pay $700 for. Certainly not one that's just a bunch of pictures of her.
I would pay $700 for an autographed Bible. Like, if Moses autographed a Bible, I'd be like, oh, that's pretty cool. $700, I'd pay for that.
Well, I'd want everybody to sign it. I want Moses' signature. I want Jesus's.
You have to go to Christianity.com for that. Like, you have, and you have to wait in everybody's line. It's like Comic-Con, but it's like everybody has booths.
Yeah. I want Satan to sign it.
No, he doesn't show up at that. He's not welcome there.
Why not?
It's part
of the story.
He's misbehaved in the past. He's out. He just can't be trusted. He's unreliable.
Do you think the Pope is doing that while he's here? He's setting up, going to like those TriStar shows and where you've got Earl Campbell and you've got the Pope. You think he's got a booth there? There's a little Pope mobile that he's sitting in, and you go up and you get his autograph.
I don't know how that works.
I'm just curious. I'm stunned at how into that people are. The Pope being here.
Oh, yeah. People are all excited about it. Even people who aren't really Jesus guys are real into the Pope.
He's actually, I kind of like what the guy has to say. I have no interest in the Pope himself because I grew up Catholic, so I'm trying to get as far away from that as possible.
Yeah.
But it's like when you go through a divorce. You don't want to see those people again.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel about it. But it is kind of fun seeing people get excited. Big Lou wants to know if I would pay $700 for a little person Disney princess book. Now you're kind of getting into some areas where I shouldn't have said I would never pay $700 for a book, especially if I get one signed by Jasmine.
Yeah, you'd be into that?
By little person Jasmine?
She's a cartoon, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to say that. You're trying to set me up. I see where you're going. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take your phone calls. And a lot to get to. The Giants-Redskins tonight, I wanted to get to a little bit before we got too far along. I just looking at these two teams and what's happened the first 2 weeks, I like the Giants tonight. And I think they're close to being pretty good. Probably should be 2-0. And I think the problems they've been having are correctable. And I'm not fooled by that game the Redskins pulled out last week. To me, it's going to be like when the Texans house the Bucks on Sunday and everybody's going to say, oh, maybe they're not as bad as we thought. No, that was bad road Rams. When the Rams show up, they can beat anybody. When they don't, they can lose to anybody.
Which, by the way, I could also see them winning this week, the Rams.
Oh, yeah, I could too, against the Steelers. That's a home Rams are a different animal, and especially when they if they get a lead early on a good team, man, they're tough. They are very hard to beat. But they're also one of those teams, if they get down, there's not a hell of a lot they can do to get back.
Yeah.
Just wants Tebow's signature on the Bible. Okay. See, there you go. That
nice. Tim had no part in the writing of that book. It's significantly older than him.
Nick asks, you ever have any interest in going to Oktoberfest in Munich?
That'd be pretty fun, yeah.
Yes. I've never been to Europe. That's on my list. And, you know, when I really start making more than HBO money, I'm going to get over there a couple times. Actually, I at one point had planned to go over for a World Poker Tour event in London and spend a week in Europe and then play the tournament. May do that next year. I think, getting to that point where I want to do it before I die.
Yeah.
But I would love that. The problem with going for Oktoberfest is it's kind of during football season.
That's a problem.
Yeah, and doing what we do.
Maybe when I'm old.
Yeah, retired.
Yep.
I don't think I'm going to live long enough to be retired. Nick Seagrass says, I would pay $700 for any book that I could sell for more than $700. Okay.
That's true.
Kevin says, you wouldn't pay $700 for the Gray Sports Almanac Mac version 2030? A little Back to the Future reference there. I don't know if I'll be here in 2030. If you could sell me 2017, because I don't need 30 years worth of stuff. I need a year's worth. You give me a year's worth of winners, I'll be fine. I'll be able to retire and then go to Munich for Oktoberfest. See how it all comes together?
I'm seeing it now.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Jeremy says, I have an office pool where we pick NFL against the spread. I have Giants at -4.5. Is that a smart play?
It's down to three now.
Yeah, it's three now. So it depends on how you guys do the rules. But I don't like giving 4.5 when I only have to give 3.
Yeah.
But I still think the Giants are going to house them today. Oh, Chase, how about a book full of bald Natalie Portman as a mermaid? Yeah, okay.
You're into that?
I'll spend $700 for that, too. All right, I lied, okay? There's probably plenty of books that I would spend $700 for, as long as she signs it.
Again, she's a cartoon.
Natalie Portman? No.
Oh, bald Natalie Portman. She's not a real thing, though.
Well, she was a real thing in a movie once.
I don't think she was really bald for that. I think
she shaved her head for that.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty sexy.
Okay.
Foster, what about $700 for autographs of Game of Thrones?
Would autograph it? George R. R. Martin? Like, okay.
Well, no, if you could really get, well, if you could get
you the... Can, you can get your copy of Game of Thrones signed for cheaper than $700, because George R. R. Martin does those Comic-Con things.
Yeah.
So it would be less than that.
But if you could get the actual Red Witch to sign it for me?
The Red Witch isn't real.
Oh, you're just killing me today.
Yeah, sorry.
I can't have any fun. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Somebody says I'd pay $700 for Acing Racing. It's probably what they're charging you for used on Amazon. It's all right. You're going to be able to get an audiobook version of it very soon for just over $10. So there.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I heard Craig Shelton talking about this last night, and we've talked about the gambling book we're going to do first. Then that'll be out very soon. That's AJ and myself, and audiobooks, all audiobooks, so you'll be able to listen to us while you're working out, get all your gambling on. And then I'm going to do an audio version of Acing Racing and update it with some new stuff. And then Craig's got a really cool thing about the Houston hip-hop culture that we're going to do by the end of the year, because he's been involved in that from the beginning. As and then next year, we'll see what happens. But we've got a lot of great ideas as we kind of launch our Gal Audiobooks business.
The most expensive Acing Racing, $62.87. Wow. It's brand new. It's brand new. And it's shipping from United Kingdom.
Wow. Somebody in the UK bought that and they're...
Yeah, it's company's name is Aria Christie Collections. And
okay, Aria Christie, you spent way too much for that, dude.
And the highest in the United States is $61.82, and that ships from Florida.
Wow. Interesting. Well, you might want to get on there and say, hey, you'll be able to get the audio version for $12.99 here in about a month.
I'm guessing you don't see any of that money.
No, not for a resale. No. I don't see that much money for those things anyway. It's, I mean, I make a few bucks off it, but not a lot. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Well, lock them in. We're back on The Blitz. Playing the Bud Light Fantasy Thursday Daily Fantasy Game, and you could win $100. Join us tonight for happy hour from 5 until 7 at Christian's Tailgate, Wide Oak location. The top point scorer wins $100. It'll be invited to play in the finals for $2,000. The only way you can enter is to get the link from our resident fantasy expert, Jason Braddock, and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew at Christian's Tailgate, Wide Oak, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Bud Light. So go out there and see Jason, and you'll believe us when we tell you he's a white guy. And you can win money.
He is.
That's a cool thing. All right. We're going to go to the guest line here with Dynamo forward Giles Barnes, as the Dynamo come off a very big win over Sporting KC. And the season's winding down. Still have a shot at the playoffs. And Giles, want to ask, the new rules here that get six teams out of the conference, so you guys are 3 points out of this. Did you think you'd still be in contention at this point of the season, considering some of the struggles you guys have had this year?
Yeah, we did. Obviously, you know, we've had our struggles this season, missing with internationals, injuries, suspension. So I think it's a credit to ourselves how close we are actually to making that final six. You know, with a few games left, and obviously only 3 points out. Obviously, it'll be great when we do manage to finish up in the playoffs. And then, as everyone knows, anything happens in the playoffs.
Well, and that's the thing. It really doesn't matter what you've done in the regular season. Once you get in, you know, you guys could make a run. Do you feel like the team is where it needs to be? Because you mentioned all the things that have happened, but you've also had guys off playing for national teams and everything else. Do you kind of feel like finally you've got a group together here where you can make a run and get in there?
Yeah, you know, that's part of what we were just discussing, actually. You know, people have been away international. I was away for 2 and a bit months myself. Jermaine has been injured. Unfortunately, he won't be able to compete probably for the rest of the season. You know, DeMarcus has been away. People have been injured. Brad and Ricardo, you've got experienced players that you know, sometimes needed to rely on when other people are away that were affected. But as I said, I think the young boys that have come in and the new players that have come in have done really well to keep us in contention. And obviously, everything we battled through this year to still be 3 points off of it with four games left is a testament to the squad.
And how much of it with the coaching change and everything else, new culture, how much of an adjustment was that for you guys during the course of the season?
You know, with Owen and the new staff, they've just been fantastic since they've been there. You know, we couldn't have asked for a better coach to come in, someone who's positive every day and wants us to play football the right way. Obviously, has his own methods, but he's willing to understand. And obviously, he's understanding and learning the league as well. At the same time, you know, he's managed some great teams in the Premier League and abroad. But yeah, it's been great. Obviously, Matt Jordan coming in and Chris Canetti kind of spearheading everything and directing everything. It's been a good season all around, if I'm honest. And hopefully, us finishing in the playoffs will make it an even better one.
You guys have Colorado coming up, and obviously that's a team you need to get 3 points from. How much of an emphasis has that been today when you guys have been looking ahead? Is how important is it? You got to think 3 points and not one.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. We've been in for regeneration today, as we had the game yesterday. But you know, every game counts now. You know, with the last few games of the season approaching, we need to be taking maximum points and putting pressure on that team above us. You know, so as you said, there's only 3 points in between it. I know that we may need a few people to make some results go our way, but you know, that's part of football. But obviously, we're looking forward to the game on Saturday as well, because we know after the win that we've just had at home, there's a lot of confidence there too.
And also, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night. You're headlining that. Tell us what you're going to be doing with that.
I'm going to be obviously looking to go and pick someone out as a surprise. I have a present for a survivor, hopefully. Me and Stephanie Gonzalez have been working on that. But for me, it's not just about the support night. You know, this is something very personal to me as well. My nan's a survivor, so I know exactly what everyone has gone through. I just want to make sure everyone knows how brave they are, their families are. And you know that we're thinking of them not just as a sport, not just as a team, but you know, it's an entire world focusing on this. And we appreciate and know everything that you're going through, and you're not alone. So, as I said, it's a big part of my heart. Obviously, going through it with my nan. So yeah, we're here for you, and hopefully, it's an extra added support group.
Well, that's a really cool thing you're doing, and good luck. I hope you guys can get the 3 points on Saturday, get right in that race, and. Hopefully we'll be talking to you again before the playoffs, man.
Definitely, yeah. Sounds good to me.
All right. Giles Barnes, Houston Dynamo. They will take on the Colorado Rapids on Saturday night. We have tickets to give away, as a matter of fact. How'd you like to win 2 tickets?
Where did you learn that language?
What language?
You were able to communicate with that guy.
Yeah?
Like, I actually had a question I was going to ask, but...
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to dominate.
Well, his first answer, when he first answered you, I was like, I don't understand a word he's saying. I'm not asking that question.
He's English, man.
Why didn't he speak English then?
Well, I guess because...
That dude speaks British for sure.
Well, yeah, he speaks British, but they invented the language.
Really?
We just kind of, you know, we kind of tagged on and Americanized it.
Well,
now I like American better.
I barely understand that stuff.
He's much... easier to understand than the actual coach.
Yeah, coach.
Oh yeah, I've already told Fred when we had that guy on. I was like, I'm out on this. I have a really hard time with that accent. I don't know why.
Owen Coyle's accent is just insane.
See, I like having him on just because to me, I'm just laughing my ass off. It's like it's like I want to go buy some Lucky Charms or something while I'm listening to him. Yeah. But I understood him.
That's racist.
Well, not really, because. I don't think he's Irish. I think he's Scottish. So it's a doubly offensive thing, right? Anyway, he's easy to understand. I guess it's because I watch so much BBC. I can understand what he's saying. Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's why.
BBC America. All right, let's give away these tickets first. 2 tickets to see the Dynamo take on the Colorado Rapids Saturday, September 26th. Kickoff is at 7:30 at BBVA Compass Stadium. Special offers for Saturday's game are now available. Get your tickets now. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com. Caller number 10. I actually watched a little bit of that game last night.
Of the Dynamo game?
Yeah.
Good for you.
There was nothing else going on, and we went to a bar we usually go to and for steak night and happened to have the game on, so I missed the goal, though.
Oh.
I hate when I'm
the worst. You watch a bunch of soccer, and you miss the one exciting thing that happens.
Yeah, I went to the restroom. I come back. It's 1-0. 1-0, excuse me. Anyway. That's the worst. It's like going to an Astros game and you miss their one run. It happens.
Yeah.
All right, guys, got to tell
By the way, the Rangers nursing a 6-1 lead right now.
And we talked about this after yesterday's game. They're going to have to sweep the Rangers to have any chance, and they'll still be a half game back if that happens.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. And I think they've got to win at least 2 out of 3 to even hang into this wild card thing, and I know that's going to make Astros fan mad, but that's the truth. They've put themselves in a really bad position here.
And we can talk a little baseball coming up. Not just Astros, but like around the league as some playoff spots are getting clinched.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Did you guys see the thing Jason Stark wrote for ESPN, the playoff scenarios for the wild card and for mainly the AL East? I'll print it out and give it to you. It's kind of interesting. It shows you all the tiebreakers and what the Astros have to do to actually get into the play-in game.
I honestly, I don't want to rain on the parade.
It looks to me like the Yankees are going to be the top-seeded wild card, because I think the Blue Jays are going to win that division. And I don't think the Astros, the Twins, or the Angels will beat the Yankees at Yankee Stadium in a one-game play.
I'm not going to say that, because in one game, I have no clue what's going to happen.
I mean, I'm just saying, if I were a betting man, I feel like the Royals, Blue Jays, and Yankees are the cream of the crop, and everybody else is just kind of meh, including the Rangers, who are going to win their division.
No, I agree, but I also think in one game, the Yankees can have a bad game.
That's true.
And the other team could go out there, the pitcher's on their game. Just one. That's the one thing about a one-game playoff. I think the Yankees are clearly better than any of these teams, including the Rangers.
Right.
But
that is... Well, we also talked yesterday that the way the rotation's lining up for the Astros, if they do get the wild card spot, Keuchel probably won't be pitching in that play-in game.
Yeah.
It'll more likely be Kazmir.
Well, we'll come back to that. Right now, you know, great place to watch the Astros, two blows. Great place to watch your Dynamo, two blows. Great place to watch NFL tonight and college football. They'll have them both on, two blows. And go on up there, because it's at, if you're in the Spring area, 2907 Rayford Road, you work in the Woodlands, you're heading back to the Woodlands from downtown, man, this is a place to stop. Go check it out, because it is a great, great sports bar. There's not a bad seat in the house. You can see all the TVs. You're going to love it. And the food is fantastic. It's not your average sports bar menu. There's really not a thing on the menu that isn't awesome. And it's a great place for the whole family, too. So go check it out. And guess what? Coming up October 12th, Two Belows is having its first annual charity golf tournament at the Woodlands Palmer Course, benefiting Easter Seals of Greater Houston. Easter Seals, among other great things, runs the Caroline School that was damaged in the flooding back in May. ESPN 97.5 is proud to be a sponsor. Check out 975golf.com for the details and to register or otherwise support the cause. You know we love it at Two Belows. We're out there all the time. We'll be out there again real soon. I'm telling you, it's the kind of place you can really make your home away from home, especially if you don't want to go home right now because you're in trouble for something. You know, nobody wants you at home. Go to Two Belows. You'll have much more fun there. 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. That's Two Belows, twobelows.com.
Of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.